You guys want to hear my side of the story? So that's Haley, my beautiful wife. My name is Mateo. Like she said, we're from the Stockton Bible Chapel. I'm here with the Langdon Shepherd family. Excited to be here. Thankful for what the Lord's been doing in our lives. This testimony I'm going to share is the testimony I shared when I was actually baptized a couple weeks ago. I changed it a little bit so it's not as confusing in the wording. And I'll try to slow it down because the first time I did it, one of my good friends said that it was quicker than my first breaking of bread Devo that I give. That was 4 minutes. So I have a little bit more confidence now, and I'll try to go slow. So I grew up in Lansing, Illinois, right on the border of Illinois and Indiana near Chicago, and was born into a Christian home. My parents were very loving to me and always wanted what was best for me in life. That included involving me in sports, letting me take piano lessons, pushing me in school, supporting me in all my church endeavors. My parents showed me their faith through their actions, attitudes, and outlook on life, and that looked like attending church on Sundays, always being willing to help others and give something to others, and always lending things. Like they weren't worried about their stuff, I guess. Even though I had a supportive background and spent time in church, I was not a good kid. While I was a perfect angel to all the adults in my life, I was quite a harsh critic of those my age. In school, I would always make fun of people. I would trip kids, intentionally hurt feelings, and belittle people, all while maintaining a perfect facade. I had a foul mouth at the age of 9, and my mom even got a call from another parent from school about a few choice words I had for her daughter. Naturally, my mother didn't believe them and hung up the phone. When I was 9, I started spending a week every summer at Camp Manitoquo, which is a Christian camp near my home. It was here that I accepted Christ into my life. I felt a strong pull to go and talk to my cabin leader one night about following Christ, and the next thing I knew, I was telling him that I wanted Jesus to be my Savior, and I accepted Christ into my life. Praise the Lord. Titus 3:5 says, "He saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit." After Christ was received, things were different. I found that I didn't want to partake in my usual shenanigans. The Holy Spirit started convicting me of the sin that I had and cut back on making fun of people, swearing, lying. I had no interest in lewd behavior. I had no interest in girls that weren't Christian unless they were really pretty. And I also wanted to be involved in church more. I started participating in youth group, and I felt the need to be in church on a Sunday morning. I also found myself in many different ministry positions throughout the years. The Holy Spirit was definitely in me and was sanctifying me at that time. It felt like the Lord was using me, and I was satisfied in myself. And during that time, one of the verses that I always kept in mind was from 2 Corinthians 4:18. "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." So I was saved. I seemed to be on fire for Christ. Why was I never baptized? In short, I took priority in my life, not God. While there was much fruit in my life after being saved, thanks to God, there was still much sin that was prevailing. I cherished wealth and looked up to individuals who had it. I was envious of people who did better than me. I looked down on people who did not act like me. I looked down on people who were not Christian. I looked down on people who were Christians but were not right in their faith. I made decisions without consulting the Lord and hoped that he would, quote unquote, lead me through them. I thought about the life that I could live with God as the passenger, not the life that he wanted me to live with him driving. This pride was the reason that I didn't get baptized. I didn't think that I needed to get baptized because I did not want to. I was too nervous to be baptized when I was first saved, and that nervousness kind of grew into embarrassment as the years went on. Despite being full of pride, the Lord was still working in my life. In 2024, I graduated from college, got married to my beautiful wife, moved to California, and started a new job and new life. Haley and I got settled into our apartment, made some new friends, started attending a church, and we were content with our lifestyle. I was excited about all the things that I could accomplish, the money I could earn with my new degree, and with that money, cars, houses, various travels. I was justified in my lifestyle because I went to church every Sunday. I read the word occasionally, and I volunteered to help with the youth group. I was even asked one time why I wasn't baptized, and I didn't really have a good answer, besides the easy excuse that I always had with me, the excuse that baptism is just a ring. I was justifying myself and my decisions instead of seeking the Lord's counsel. The same year, the Lord opened a new door for me when we came into contact with the Langdon Shepherd family. What started as a simple house-sitting job for their chickens, ducks, dogs, bunnies, all the above, turned into a fruitful Bible study. And from that Bible study came a thirst for the Word that I've never experienced before. There is so much meat in the Word that I'd never noticed before when reading. There were connections to be made, revelations to be had. At the same time, I was being sanctified through my marriage with Haley. We were both learning what it meant to be husband and wife, what it meant to support one another, and what it meant to submit our relationship to Christ. The Lord gave me a thirst, and he never left me feeling dry. Psalm 42:1 says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God." In all of this time in the Word, the Lord was slowly changing my heart. I began to ask myself if I was truly following the Lord or if I was trying to follow myself. Part of the changing and softening of my heart included me considering baptism. I started to wrestle with the Lord about my baptism and was seeking answers that would be comfortable to me and would fit my decision to not be baptized. Above my own searching, though, I ultimately sought the counsel of the Lord in prayer, and the Lord was telling me it was time to be baptized. I saw that the only reason I wasn't baptized was because I was putting myself before the Lord. I put my justification of self, my comfort, my fear of embarrassment, and of not being baptized, or my fear of embarrassment of not being baptized before being obedient to the Lord. I was trying to do it my way instead of God's way. In my newfound desire to please God and to live my life according to his will, the Lord revealed that baptism was the first step of obedience that I needed to take. 12 years later, I can see that the Lord is sovereign and is always on time. He was guiding my steps even when I wasn't obedient. He was walking with me when I wanted to walk alone. He was protecting me and keeping me when I barely noticed that he was there. Now, I have chosen to respond to his love for me. 1 Peter 3:21 says, "And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God." Thank you.